of the book is called Caroline, Little House, Revisited. Oh, you might have those memories of Laura Ingalls Wilder. Well, did you know it's been 150 years, a 150th year with a captivating story that illuminates one courageous, resilient, and loving pioneer woman as never before. We talk about Ma, Caroline Ingalls, Ma, in Laura Ingalls Wilder's beloved Little House books. That's all because you've done good work, Sarah Miller. Good morning to you.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. You began writing your first novel, I know, at the age of 10, doing other historical novels, including Miss Spitfire, The Lost Crown, and more, living right here in Michigan. So we got to call you a neighbor, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Sarah, bring us back to the reason why Caroline is a must for a significant anniversary here.
Well, it's like you said, it's a new look at something we all feel very familiar with, but a lot of us haven't examined very closely. Things you read in childhood, you know, they're cozy, they're comfortable. You develop nostalgia about them. But for me, what happened was listening to the audiobooks that were performed by Cherry Jones several years ago of the Little House series. I was a grown-up by then, and she's a professional actor, and she does things with her voice. She says things with her voice that aren't specifically said in the words on the page, so that you get a sense of, oh, this person might be feeling something I hadn't anticipated, I hadn't thought about. And it was really striking to me with the character of Ma, especially in a scene where Pa has gone to town, and it's going to take him several days, and he's a day late. So she's alone on the prairie with three little girls. And the scene in the little house is Laura wakes up and sees Ma sitting in the rocking chair with Pa's pistol in her lap. And until that moment, I don't think we even knew Pa owned a pistol. Mm. But there it is. And Laura looks, and Ma says, "Everything's fine. Go to sleep." And I went, wow. Because as a kid, you say, oh, everything's fine. I'm going to go to sleep. Yeah. If you're a grown-up, you're like, wait a minute. This lady's maybe just barely holding on here. What's that like to sit in that chair with that pistol in your lap? And that was the spark. That's what made me want to know, all right, what was it really like to be Caroline Ingalls?
Now, how did you do more of your research, Sarah, to bring this novel to life?
I read a lot. I read all the biographies I could find, all the cultural criticism I could find. I read on microfilm all of Laura Ingalls Wilder's handwritten manuscripts, some of her correspondence about writing the books that she had with her daughter. One really cool, fun thing was correspondence with her Aunt Martha, her mother's sister, which she began in 1925, which was the year after Caroline Ingalls died. And that's where you get just tiny little pieces of Mrs. Ingalls' history, because she did not speak a lot of her past. And Laura herself did not know much of her mother's history. So there are fun things in there. There are sad things in there. There's not a lot of it. I can't remember off the top of my head. I would say probably less than 24 pages. But that's where you get a great deal of the real Caroline. And then my friends joke that I'm a method writer. So I learned to crochet. I learned to render lard and sewed a calico dress, bought a corset and wore it.
Wow.
I drove to all the sites of the Little House series in Kansas and Minnesota and Wisconsin and South Dakota, Missouri. I'm forgetting one. Iowa.
Yeah. Yeah. You have done your research, Caroline, Little House, Revisited. My notes tell me, obviously, this will appeal to grown-up Little House enthusiasts, but are you looking at all readers of compelling historical fiction that will be entranced by your conceptualization of the Ingalls family?
I'm surely hoping so, because I wanted to take a more honest look at what it was really like to ride in that covered wagon 700 miles to Kansas. Again, when you're a little kid, you're looking out the back flap at, you know, the pretty sky and the jackrabbits, and it's all great. But again, when you're a grown-up bouncing along on the spring seat, and you're pregnant, by the way, that's a whole different point of view. You've left your entire family behind. Your whole support network is cut off. And literally, you may never see them again in this world. And you're going into unknown territory with your two, almost three small children. That's a different type of journey.
I often don't ask this question, hear other interviewers ask, but if and perhaps maybe when there's a movie made, Caroline, who would you have play Caroline?
Ooh, that's a question I ought to be prepared for.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm crazy about Elizabeth Marvel, who read my audiobook of Caroline. Her voice is just tremendous, and I like her other work as well. So I could easily create a picture of her in my mind in that role.
That's great. Well, until Hollywood does come calling, obviously a beautiful text, a pretty front cover with Caroline, Little House, Come a Revisited by you, Sarah Miller. Working on anything else?
I am. I'm working on right now a nonfiction book about the Dionne quintuplets. They were the first surviving set of quintuplets ever, and they remain the only identical set of quintuplets ever to be born. There are two of them still living of the five. They were born in Northern Ontario in 1934, and were just an overnight sensation. Everybody, I mean, the World's Fair wanted them. Ripley's, believe it or not, wanted them. And they were just tiny little babies. And everybody, you know, wanted to display them, essentially. And so the government got nervous, and when the girls were 10 months old, took custody of them. First for 2 years and then for 18 years to protect them from exploitation. And here's where it gets crazy. The next thing they did pretty much was build a big observatory around a playground so that the girls could be looked at as if they were in a zoo. And that's just half of the story.
Well, we will look forward to reading both halves. But until then, Caroline is out. Little House, Comma, Revisited by you, Sarah Miller, Michigander. How do we find out more information?
You can go poke around my website, sarahmillerbooks.com, or you can find me on Facebook as Sarah Miller. I've forgotten. That's adorable.
Sarah Miller, I'm sure, on Facebook is fine. Sarah, keep up your good work. Thank you.
Thank you.